I want to state that there are two aspects of this negotiation. One aspect is the concession agreement, which reflects the obligation of management and government. The second component will be what is referred to as the collective bargaining agreement, which reflects the obligations and commitment of workers on the one hand, as well as management on the other hand. We want to ensure that we have a more accountable and transparent as well as representative workers' leadership to guarantee that the collective bargaining agreement, which specifically provides certain benefits for workers, will be in the interest of the workers of Liberia, particularly the workers of Firestone.
As I said, Firestone has been around in Liberia since 1926. There were indications prior to this current round of negotiations that perhaps the company was not paying adequate fees or so-called taxes to the Liberian government. Did you touch on that in these negotiations that you are involved in now?
I want to assure you and the people of Liberia that the negotiation, the revision of the Firestone Agreement is comprehensive. It touches on the fiscal obligations on all sides, and that includes taxes, withholding taxes, transfer pricing issues, and various issues will be discussed. The whole issue of the social needs of the population, housing, education, health care, every other issue, environmental issue, will be discussed as part of this negotiation. It's a more comprehensive process. And one thing we can assure you is that this government is committed to a comprehensive review of not only the Firestone Agreement, but several other agreements to ensure that our people obtain the just benefit of the reward of our natural resources in Liberia.
There was an agreement prior to the transitional government of Judy Bryant. Did the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government sign any new agreement, or you are only reviewing what
Judy Bryant did? Judy Bryant signed an agreement in 2005, which committed the government of Liberia and the country to a new pact with Firestone. And we want to say here, as a matter of policy, that the government under President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf had made it very clear that all contracts and agreement that was signed by the previous transitional government must meet the highest national interest test.
I'd like to know, what is the reaction of Firestone during these negotiations? Is the company forthcoming? Is it willing to negotiate? What did you notice?
Like any other process, we experience hitches. We experience serious disagreement, which led to different kinds of exchanges, which is healthy for the process. And I think it's not a matter of choice for Firestone or the Liberian government. We owe it to the Liberian people. We need to produce results to our people. We need to ensure that they have decent living and livelihood in Liberia. We need to create favorable conditions for better wages, better conditions of work. It's a demand. It is part of the urgency of this era, and we must stand up to respond to it.